Hello, everyone. So encouraged by the hymns, the psalms, I want to continue that theme about offices. I want to cover the aspect of judgment, and the hymns included reference to the false judges will be cast down. God loves righteous just, but God is just. So that's encouraging to hear those. In Britain, at this end time, people get the justice they can afford. The legal process is amazingly, eye-wateringly expensive and time-consuming, which again adds to the cost. I think it's rather like a high-stakes card game. It's a long time since I played poker, and certainly I never played for high stakes. Recently, a well-known radio disc jockey was convicted of a sexual assault from many years ago. The allegation took many years to come to the surface. After one mistrial, on the second trial, he was convicted and received a suspended prison sentence. So you have all the complaints about where's the justice in that. But his legal expenses cost his wife and him their house, their home. So on one hand, the justice has meted out a light sentence. Unless he assaults somebody else in the meantime, his punishment would be apparently nothing. But he's lost his home, or very much had to downsize. Hundreds of thousands of pounds to defend yourself. Now, he may have been guilty, maybe it was just. But it's a strange way where the punishment is more in what it costs to defend yourself than what you get sentenced to. In the Word of God, we have a duality. We are given physical examples so that we are able to understand the spiritual things. Regarding our future office as kings and priests, there is a prophecy that gives a description, a part description of our future role. You could turn with me, please, or make a note of Ezekiel chapter 44. I want to read the verse 23 and 24. Ezekiel chapter 44, starting verse 23. Talking about the priests, the Levites, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. And in controversy, they shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgments, according to God's judgments, not the Houses of Parliament's judgments, full of people whose qualification is to win a popularity contest. Their moral character apparently is irrelevant. What they do in their private lives does not affect their professional lives. Really? Really? Continuing in verse 24, and they shall keep my laws and my statutes in all my assemblies or congregations, and they shall hallow my Sabbath. The Apostle Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, reprimanded that church. And he said something which, when you first hear it, is quite amazing. Now, we've heard it many times. Perhaps because we've heard it so many times, its impact is a little bit lost on us. Because it is an incredible statement. The first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 6, starting in verses 2 and 3. He says, I think a little exasperated, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know you not that we shall judge angels? And how much more things that pertain to this life? Looking around, I don't really see anyone who I sort of think would fit the role of judge. But you're not people who've climbed up a worldly process. Not people who've been trained for years, educated in the way of this world, earned your money by defending or alternatively prosecuting people. And then by not stepping on too many toes in the establishment, being selected to be a judge. Some of the judges nowadays have amazing backgrounds. One was recently convicted of lying over a traffic offence. She's lost her job, but, you know, the sort of the mentality. These people are human beings. They are not above reproach. But you are expected to treat them with respect. If you are rude to a judge in court, you can go to prison. The fact that you've been abused and that you're getting no justice, but if you're rude to the judge, you can go to prison. If you're a victim of assault, well, in many jobs, you just got to expect it. A teacher, what do you expect? It's part of the job. If you're a policeman, well, part of the job. But you insult a judge in his court, you will go to prison. Nice, equitable justice. Love it. No, I don't. I hate it. I despise this system. And I was part of it once. We have been given many instructions about judging. They didn't come from Acts of Parliament. Legal instruments. Thus shall you do in the fear of the Eternal, faithful and with a perfect heart. That's a good starting place. Not for vested-centred self-interest, not for a government policy guided by corporate sweeteners, inducements, bribes. You shall not respect persons in judgment. No, we are meant to have an outgoing concern for people, but you do not let the person's apparent position or status affect the judgment. The judgment is based on was it right or was it wrong? Not, oh dear, we can't criticise this chap. I mean, he comes from a jolly good family, you know. Yes, yes, he lost a few thousand troops, but there's a little bit of a mistake. But we mustn't censor him. It's bad for the establishment, don't you know? You shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small. What, the people who can't even pay legal bills? Listen to them. As well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. Our employer is God, not the people. Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. There's comments about nor taking gifts. Oh dear. Oh, how much is done oiling the wheels. We get so self-righteous, those nasty French people. They bribe the Arabs to do business, you know. Yes, well, if you don't bribe the Arabs, you don't do business. For gifts blind the wise. Surprise, surprise. Deal courageously, and the Eternal shall be with the good. Not the wealthy, not the powerful, the good. Neither shall you... Oh, this is an interesting one. Neither shall you speak in a cause to turn aside after many to pervert judgment. What? We're a democracy. The majority is always right. That's why the Sun newspaper is the most popular paper in this country.
Neither shall you speak in a cause to turn aside after many, to pervert judgment. You shall not show, now this is a surprising one, having talked about privilege, this is the other end of the scale. You shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute. Again, you judge, is it right or is it wrong? We don't go in for social engineering. We're not Venezuela. Will you take the money away from people who've worked for it and give it to people who've never quite had the time to get around to working? This sits a bit strange in our country nowadays, because we have a political party that's doing quite well in the polls, because they don't like too much immigration. There needs to be a balance. But you shall not oppress a stranger. You don't have a sliding scale. If it's justice, it's justice. Doesn't matter who it is. It's no good saying they're aliens, but they're foreigners. You shall not oppress a stranger. Isaiah prophesied about Christ before he was born. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. That's what we are learning now. Hopefully we are enjoying choice things so that we can recognize what is good, what is not so good. There is a warning. If a ruler listens to lies, all his servants are wicked. I wonder how we got in the state we're in this country. Then the other end of the scale. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. The company we keep affects us. If we get used to tolerating little peccadilloes, oh, it's the way he is. He's all right, really. Yeah, he has a bit of a problem. Really? That problem comes to you as well, if you can tolerate it. It's either right or it's wrong. Not maybe. Most of us are children of the 60s. No absolutes. Really? No right and wrong. Really? No definite thing. We do have a definite thing. God gives us the yardstick. We have something we can measure things by. We have the example of Solomon early in his reign. In Kings chapter 3, verse 28, dealing with those two ladies of the night, two babies had been born. One was dead, and there was a dispute over who the living one belonged to. 1 Kings 3, verse 28. Again, this is acneed, and it's lost its impact when you've known the result after so many times of reading it. But just think on this. What the king was faced with, how do you tell? Starting in, let's pick up the story in 23. And then said the king, one said, this is my son that liveth, and your son is dead. The other said, no, but my son is dead. Thy son is dead, and my son lives. The king said, this would go down well nowadays, wouldn't it? The king said, bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. The king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to one and half to the other. Then spoke the woman, who the living child was, unto the king, for her bowels yearned for her son. No, give the child to the other woman. Let the child live. Don't divide it. Then the king answered, give her the child. In no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And this is the punchline. And all Israel heard the judgment
which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do justice and judgment. Today, a fair hearing and justice can no longer be expected. This country used to be proud of its justice system. When I was a child, we thought we were an example to the rest of the world. Well, we're an example still. In the UK, there is a notorious celebrity lawyer whose nickname is Mr. Loophole, who millionaire professional footballers, soccer players, employ to defend often relatively minor, not always, traffic infractions for which their driving licence would be suspended. But with a bit of legal hocus pocus, a little bit of, well, the reporting officer didn't quite do his job correctly, or, well, that road sign is a bit iffy, you know, perhaps it wasn't fair on my client. A good spiel. Usually, the client is allowed to keep their license and continue to drive their high-performance supercars. But for an enormous defence fee, something we couldn't afford. We would have to accept losing our license for a year. In tomorrow's world, under the rule of Christ and his saints, justice will be available to all. That's a novel approach. To everybody. You will be means tested. Many of the court cases in this country now, they've, because of austerity, they can no longer afford legal aid. Legal aid had become a bit of a game as well, of course, when the legal system is financed by the government. There's no rush to settle anything. Difficult controversies will be taken to the highest judge without incurring legal fees. I don't know how many millions of pounds it costs now to get a court up to the, I they call it the House of Lords, it's like three judges, I think, from the House of Lords sit and make a final definitive judgment. Oh, sorry, we're part of the European Union. No, we can go to Strasbourg. That could cost a bit more money. It will no longer be a lottery manipulated by fallible men. No one will be this is really difficult to cope with. No one will be above the law. No one will say, because of my position, you can't touch me. What was quite a common one in my former life was, I knew the chief constable. Do you? I've never had the pleasure of meeting him, fortunately. I would only have seen him if I was on a charge. You're still nicked. If you know him, he'll deal with it later in the process. But for the moment, you're going in the book. Sometimes they did know that, and it never did go any further. But it didn't stop with me, it had to stop somewhere else. Decisions will be made on the principles. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. When Mr. Pippi mentioned yesterday that speakers speak more to themselves than they do to you, that one gives me a little shudder. I have got work to do before that is completely accurate. And the other one, which even men of this world understand but don't practice, and you shall love your neighbour as yourself. If it's justice for you, it should be justice for him. What an amazing responsibility. Judgment will be given to the saints of the Most High. Think on that.